This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
1 ton is equal to how many pounds?
1,000.
No.
2,000.
Correct. Machu Picchu is located in what South American country?
Peru.
Correct. Coming out in theaters this Friday, what is the full title of the new Deadpool movie?
Deadpool Wolverine.
Yes. Harpy, black, and golden are all types of what bird?
Say it again.
Harpy, black, and golden are all types of what bird?
Pass.
What is the name of the artist known for his blue period?
Picasso.
Correct. Including this upcoming Olympics, how many times has Paris hosted the Olympics?
3.
Correct. What is the real first name of singer JoJo Siwa?
No idea. Pass.
Pass. Two for me, yeah. None for you was a 70s slogan for what chocolate bar?
Kit Kat.
No.
Twix.
Correct. Which U.S. state was the first to allow women to vote?
Maryland.
No.
California.
No. Alan, well, okay. What did you say for the Deadpool movie, the title?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure, which means you get 6 correct, Alan. And what are you doing? Are you working? What's happening? There was a lot of...
Yeah,
What do you
driving,
do?
Sorry.
Oh.
I do irrigation.
Oh.
My van's very noisy.
You got a lot of tools in there.
Yeah.
The van with a plan.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
1 ton is equal to how many pounds?
2,000.
Correct. Machu Picchu is located in what South American country?
That'd be Peru.
Correct. Coming out in theaters this Friday, what is the full title of the new Deadpool movie?
Not another Deadpool movie.
No.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wow, yes. Harpy, black, and golden are all types of what bird?
Pigeon?
No.
Owl?
No.
Crow?
No. Mm. What is the name of the artist known for his blue period?
Is that Kanye?
No.
I think it's Picasso.
It is Picasso.
Nice.
Including this upcoming Olympics, how many times has Paris hosted the Olympics?
I'm going to go 3.
Wow, yes.
Really?
What is the real first name of singer JoJo Siwa?
Joanne?
No.
Joanna?
No.
Jolene?
No. Two for me, none for you was a 70s slogan for what chocolate bar?
Twix.
No. Oh, Kit yes. Kat. Sorry. You're right. Twix.
Okay.
My bad.
I was just guessing, so I had no idea.
Steve, you got 6 correct as well, which makes this a tie. 6-6. Congratulations, we're Alan.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Seems rather chill.
Taryn.
Yo.
Harpy, black, and golden are what types of what bird?
I mean, I was only thinking of like a golden eagle, but
you
is it eagle?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, dang it. I was hoping it was boobies.
Okay. And let me just say.
What bird is a booby bird?
Danny's favorite bird.
Mm.
They have booby birds.
Okay. I've never seen a golden booby bird.
Oh, I don't know if a golden one, but I just was hoping that was going to be.
You were
never
just
mind.
Hoping.
You know what?
Harpy eagles are weird looking. I had never seen a harpy eagle. Google image that. They're a little crazy. The first real name of JoJo Siwa. You were on the right track.
Steve. What, using a J-O in the name?
Yes.
I mean, it seemed to make sense. I've just run out of Joanne,
you
Joanna.
Never know. Joelle.
Of course.
Joanne Siwa.
What? Joelle Joanne?
Yes. What? What kind of name is Joanne? Why?
Joelle Joanne. Why?
It makes sense why she goes by JoJo.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of a harpy eagle right now. What in the hell is this bird?
They look disheveled.
He's got a cool haircut.
It looks like he's holding in a fart.
The Daily Migs Show.
Airplane drama in North Carolina. An entire flight had to disembark after a woman refused to get off the plane. This unidentified woman was asked to get off the plane because she was sitting in one of the emergency rows.
Okay.
In which you are bestowed some responsibilities.
Yeah, once you sit there, usually the flight attendants, they come over and they just kind of say, are you prepared to help people out in case anything happens?
Her response, allegedly, I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. That's like the last person you want sitting in an exit row. So here she is after
she's
the fact,
honest.
Still arguing with staff and authorities.
That lady came and asked us, we got witnesses, we all agree. Didn't nobody tell?
The flight attendant
yeah, because we all agreed and everybody can witness that.
No, I heard originally she was, according to her, obviously, everyone always does that. Whenever someone reacts weird to something that you say, you're like, I was just joking. Apparently, she said, I was just joking about the whole thing, but then it just kept escalating and escalating. And then at some point, like, she was just saying, like, one of them was being racist to her and all this kind of, like, it went down a weird road, apparently.
And that would be so frustrating, especially if you have a connecting flight somewhere and now you're getting off this airplane because somebody is losing it.
I would be so pissed. I remember one time having to get off the plane, it was recent, like, when we went to New Jersey, we had to get off, but it was not because anyone had a meltdown, although some people came close to having a meltdown. It was because there was nowhere for the plane to land and it was running out of gas. It was very strange. So they had to divert the flight because there was some storm stuff going on. It was like there was a lot going on. So we were supposed to land in New York or New Jersey, and they had to divert the plane to Washington, D.C. And we had to land there, get off the plane, wait around. They said, oh, it'll only be a little bit. And then it turned out to be several hours by. And it just sucked. But at least with that, it was for our well-being and our safety. It wasn't because some idiot was arguing with the flight attendants over a quote-unquote joke. I'd be so mad at that person if we all had to get off the plane.
I've never had that experience where somebody was, like, being all unhinged on a plane.
No? Have you ever had to get off a plane?
Not that
besides,
I can recall.
Yeah.
But there was a time when we were in the air one time.
We're doing the show on a plane. We've never gotten off of it.
We were in the air and a guy went into diabetic shock. And so they had to do the whole, like, anyone on here? You know, I think there was like a firefighter, like a paramedic or something was on the plane that had to go tend to him. But I was like, oh my gosh, someone's going to die on this flight. He ended up being totally fine. I think it's like, you know, I don't know if it's like insulin or food imbalance, whatever it was. But they got him fixed up. But I was
panicking. Did he get
panicking.
A Snickers bar out of it?
Hungry, why wait?
Right. Do you think that's like a tactic for him to get a free meal?
Oh, no.
I swear, I need a chocolate bar.
Oh, it was stressful, though.
So if someone comes and saves the day like that, all of a sudden, do you then go out of your way to buy that person a drink?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would, right? Like, you just saved that potentially saved that person's life, or at least helped us avoid having to stop somewhere we're not supposed to stop because of this person. What are you drinking? I got you.
And maybe the airline should give him like some wings or something. A little thank you gift, a little appreciation token.
But then my idiot brain will start thinking, well, what if there's another incident? I don't want this guy drunk.
Oh, maybe you want to keep him...
Maybe just like a cheese platter.
Keep his wits about him.
Yeah.
Do you get the cheese platter? Is that your go-to?
Used to be.
Oh, yeah, you don't eat that anymore. Dang it.
It's fine. That's really nothing.
I'll eat
Although I heard
platter.
That they're now starting with Alaska's now starting to put... I think they're starting to have hot meals again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for a while, they didn't do that.
No, yeah. After the pandemic, they kind of got rid of a lot of things. But now, yeah, I think they're offering burgers now. I don't know if they have any vegan options, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. They have chips.
They have, you know, they partnered with Evergreens. If you've ever been to Evergreens.
Oh, yeah. The salads?
They do the salads. They do sandwiches from there. It's delicious.
Oh, nice.
That is awesome. Yeah, we've been there before.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rock typically, off. I bring food onto the plane with me. I'm always that person.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, even when they started, I was like, I don't know if this is a hot take or anything, but most of the food they give you is like, it's not enough and it's trash, if you ask me.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, do you guys like the plane food?
I love the cheese platter.
I always get the cheese platter.
The apples, the crackers.
I'm talking about like the hot meal.
Oh, no, because I'm a vegetarian. Like, I'm weird like you, so I can't really eat anything either.
Danny, do you like the hot meals?
I love them.
I do too.
Eat them all day long. In fact, I have a flight this Sunday, and I'm kind of like thinking, like, oh, should I upgrade to first class so I get the hot meal?
Can you order it in advance, even if you're not first class now, or no?
Yeah, but it's different.
Oh, it's not as delicious.
It's not the same offerings. Yeah, it's not the same offerings.
So that's like the Met.
Yeah,
and then like the coach area is more like, you know, like Shake Shack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It's time to play Hook or Shook, Rockaholics. Danny is gonna be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. Say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Jay in Tacoma. What's up, Jay?
Not much. Let's do this.
Now, you've got to get both songs right to win the tickets. The first one, you will be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook. A member of our show at random has to get it right for you. And if not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
All right, we're spinning the digital wheel. Where is it going to land? It's on me right now. Is it going to stay on me? Ooh, Jay, I think it's... Yep, it's you and me, Jay. Let's make this happen.
Oh, man, let's do this.
All right, Jay, here is your first clip.
Oh, I like this.
We can always play it again.
Let's play it again.
And if you need a hint, let me know.
Could I get a hint?
Crap, I was hoping you would. No, I'm kidding. All right, for the band's name rhymes with bash.
Okay. Should I stay or should I go by The Clash?
Chicago. That was textbook.
You can knock me for my hints, but they were effective. Should I stay or should I go? All right, Jay, we're halfway there.
All right, Migs.
All right, man.
Migs with the hi hat.
Like the last time.
No. What happened last time?
The last time you were like, "Oh, it's Metallica," and then you gave me a hint that it was Unforgiven, but it wasn't.
Oh. Oh. Well, now you got that in my head. I might fail you again. The stress.
I should have had Tara because she's young and beautiful.
Yes! Oh, you deserve the tickets already.
What is today? What is happening today?
So in order to win tickets, I just have to pretend and say that you're young?
Yes, and beautiful. Okay. It doesn't take much to impress me.
All right, here you go, Steve.
All right, here we go.
It's absolutely true.
Okay, here you go, Steve.
Let's go, Jay. Oh, let's do it one more time. The Distance by Cake. Jay, you're going the distance.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations.
I redeemed myself.
You did.
The Daily Migs Show.
Calling all delivery drivers. Maybe your Instacart, Uber Eats, DoorDash drivers, any sort of crazy delivery story, we want to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK. Ryan and Chehalis, you delivered some food. What was the tip you got?
It was technically two tips.
Oh, something that rhymes with tips.
Yeah, exactly. So, I was out in Graham, like all the way down Meridian. It was like 200-something street off of that. And this lady, I ordered, if I remember correctly, I think it was like Applebee's or something like that. And I was a little bit early because, yeah, I kind of got a lead foot. And she answers the door in a towel. And she's like,
"Oh, you got it? Okay, yeah." You couldn't say what you said, but so she just opened up the towel and then there were boobies.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know I couldn't say that.
Dude, it's fine. Yeah, I'm not mad. How dare you say a word that everyone says that we just can't say on the radio? Wow, dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen. Did anything else happen after that, or was it just, here's a flashing, be on your way, sir?
She said, "Thank you for the food. I got a good rating," and I moved on to the next one. And in the back of my mind, I'm always hoping, like, hey, maybe I'll get another tip.
I wonder how often she does that, if that's just her thing.
Yeah.
You know, she's just free with her body, doesn't care. And she's like, I could save a lot of money. And if you're just a driver, what would you rather, $5 or some boobies?
I mean, it's not totally crazy, right?
I guess it depends on if rent's due. You can't pay rent with boobies. Well, maybe some can.
Adam and Shelton, you have a kind of a similar story.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
What's going on, Adam?
So I used to deliver pizza down in Belfair, and Saturday night, and these guys called up. Sounded like they might have been a little bit drunk, and one of the young gals at the pizza place had answered the phone, and they asked her if they could get it, if they tipped $100 if they could get a topless delivery. And she kind of looked at me and then just, yeah, sure, not a problem. And I showed up at their door topless. So they were like, oh, man, this is horrible. And their ladies were all there. And they're like, you got hacked. You better pay the man.
That is amazing. Did they pay you?
They did.
That's awesome. I wasn't expecting to go that way.
No, not at all.
Someone texted in at 206-803-ROCK, delivered an Instacart, not Instacrap. I don't know why I said Instacart order to an attractive lady who insisted I come inside of her house and, well, touch certain things on her. And she raised up her sweater and boom, you know what, skis in my face, LOL.
Wow. I did not know this was a whole thing happening.
Yeah. Then there's also people who like to tip with marijuana. One person said he said he was low on cash and couldn't tip me, so he offered me some weed. I said, no, I don't smoke. Then he said, I feel really bad. I want to give you something. So then he gave me an already opened package of Oreo cookies. I took it because I just wanted to leave and get out of that awkward conversation. I did eat them. Oreos rule. Another person said, when I was delivering, this was an actual message that they left for me. Go past the giant tree. Second floor above the garage. Be careful of robbers when you leave. Honk so I know you got out safely.
Okay, what town do you think that was in?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Federal Way.
Okay.
What do you think?
I was going to say Scarysville. Oh, I'm sorry, Marysville. 206-803 Rock. What is your crazy delivery story, Rockaholics?
Another person delivered to a woman's house. She was wearing just a night. What is going on with all these like penthouse forums? Wearing just a nightie. It was my old high school buddy's mom. I always thought she was hot, and she's still hot. Oh, I don't know if anything happened after that, but that's pretty impressive.
This is amazing.
Yes.
Do you order food for delivery very often?
Not since we moved, because for a while our house was like a new development, so it didn't show up on GPS, and I just didn't want to deal with the headache of them calling and saying, can't find your house, I'm stuck in wherever, and then I have to walk them through it. So I'm like, I could just go pick up the food.
Yeah.
Plus, when you have a crazy toddler, sometimes leaving the house to go pick up the food is like a chance to have a little bit of an escape.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm a giver. I'll be like, you know what, babe? I'll go get our food. I got it. But that always backfires, because then Tanner will be like, Daddy, I want to go with you. I'm like, you're the reason why I'm trying to go.
Well, where we live, there's not a ton of delivery options out where I live, but I'm going to ask Brad, like, hey, next time we order a pizza, you cool if I skip the tip and
just show the
goods instead?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure Brad would be okay with that. I don't know Brad all that well. I kind of know him, but not like super well.
I feel like he's not going
to
be.
I'm willing to say he's going to give a hard pass on that one.
What did he say the last time you asked him something? I'm not a biggest fan of that.
Yes. So yeah, but this person texted and said, I had to once deliver a plan B while doing DoorDash.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that?
Because I thought guess.
Don't you have to show ID to get plan B?
I mean, but at that point, if you just order it off of... Because you can order things from the grocery store, right? And at that point, if the Instacart driver doesn't say they're an Instacart driver and they just show their ID...
That's true. They'd be like, this guy constantly is having some...
Ladies.
Sir, you need to start buying condoms.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
And the best text of the day. After hearing these stories, I'm quitting my job and driving for Instacart.
Right?
The Daily Migs Show.
A woman from North Carolina named Rhonda left her credit card at a restaurant. That's always the worst. And an employee was trying to do the right thing, get it back to her.
Right.
But this employee posted photos of it, unedited, online.
How are you this stupid? Like, thanks for being a good person, but why are you so dumb?
Well, you want to hear the great news, Steve? She got her card back.
Does it have any money left in it?
The bad news. People had already charged more than $2,000 onto it. So here is Rhonda explaining what happened with her card.
I couldn't believe that they did that, but I was sick thinking that I might be responsible for all those charges. It had been used a whole lot of declines, but a whole lot that went through. I live on a fixed income, and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
I feel like this story illustrates the goodness and the worst in people all at the same time. Like, that person saw the credit card, didn't decide, not like, I'm going to run it up or anything. I got to get it back to the right person. So that's like the nice side of it all. The bad side, and also the stupid side, putting the credit card up on the website or on social media. But then the worst side are people who saw this are just like, well, crap, I might as well just start ordering stuff with this woman's credit card information.
Poor Rhonda.
Yeah. I saw some people were just like, well, the restaurant should just give her free food for forever because of this. I'm like, well, it's not the restaurant's fault that they did employ an idiot, but it's not their fault for employing that idiot.
True story.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And like you mentioned, it is Labor Day, but I have another quiz for you guys when it comes to music. If you could guess what today's day is. Outside of it being Labor Day.
Oh, boy.
All right, so I'm going to play a song, and you have to guess.
National Coconut Day?
Boom!
I was about to guess that.
Isn't this the weirdest song of all time?
What song is this?
Harry Nilsson?
Oh, yeah. Good old Harry Nilsson.
This song is popular in like a movie, I think.
Was it Coca-Cola with lime that they put out and they used this? And it was put the lime in the Coke, you nut?
Oh, that's what it was. It's such a weird song.
I don't like the way this is making me feel.
Makes me want to go on a vacation.
He had a bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, drink more up. Put the lime in the coconut. kind of
does that make you
want to
makes you
want to
sit on a beach?
Weirder.
Kind of makes me want to sit on a beach.
No, it makes me want to run out of the room.
Well, today, enjoy your coconut because it is coconut day. And Post Malone, he's now the first person in music history to have a number one record in the top country album charts, number one in the top rap album charts, and then also number one in the top rock and alternative charts. So let's visit this. I mean, the guy is just beyond talent. I mean, at some point, he's got to start writing a jazz song or a classical song, so maybe he could go number one in those, and he probably would. Number one rap album with Stoney, Beer Bongs and Bentleys and Hollywood's Bleeding. Number one with rock and alternative with the album Austin, and now number one with his country record, F1 Trillion. I've heard zero songs off of this, but here's a sample. It's him and Morgan Wallen, and this is his hit song called I Had Some Help. Why'd you throw them stones
if you had a wild head on to? That's him singing?
That's Post Malone.
You guys don't know this song?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's huge. Ready? I've had some help. It ain't
like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't
Now you just stepped on a beer bottle.
So he did a whole country album?
Yes, he's got like Tim McGraw in it and all these other country artists. Guy's just printing money.
I was today years old when I learned that.
Well, congratulations to Post Malone, man. Just continues to dominate when it comes to whatever genre he wants to do.
Fun fact, if you don't like the country version of that song, you can go listen to the Goldfinger and Less Than Jake version of that song, and it's a ska version, and it's way better.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Put some horns on that bitch. Okay. Of course I'm going to like it. Maybe even a coconut.
Yeah.
Help my belly ache.
There's a high school PE teacher who got arrested in Texas after calling the cops to tell them that the hooker he hired stole his money.
What? I love this guy.
His name is Rolando. He's a gym teacher.
Did he forget about the part that he hired a hooker?
He's a gym teacher in Laredo, right near the Mexico border. He's also the quarterback's coach of their football team.
Or was.
The police showed up, and that's when he told them he tried to pay a prostitute for some sexual services. He said the worker took his $100 and ran away. $100. Wow, really making it rain. It sounds like he wanted them to track her down.
What's the quality of hooker you're getting for $100? I don't know what the going rate is, but I got to imagine that a good one is maybe more than $100.
He wanted them to go after her, but instead they arrested him for soliciting a prostitute. They also did eventually find that sex worker nearby, but it's not clear if he got his money back or not. The school he works for said they immediately put him on administrative leave pending the outcome of this investigation.
And here's how my stupid brain works. All I'm thinking is, what was his record as a football coach in the past season or two? Like, was he a good coach? Is he going to be, like, missed? Or, like, is everybody that's on the team like, yeah, Coach Rolando is a little strange. Boy. Here's a massive question that's going viral right now on TikTok, and I think I'm curious to see what everyone in the room would say. Is it okay to lie to your chronically late friend because they're telling them to show up earlier than they're supposed to? And the reason why I bring it up is because, well, this one woman realized that her friends were doing it to her, and she finally figured out because she showed up what she thought was 20 minutes late, turns out was 10 minutes early, and she was the first one to show up, and she said this.
If you're my best friend who just made a reservation for 8:30 and told me 8, well played, because I just showed up at 8:22 and was like to the hostess, this table for 8 o'clock, and she was like, for 8:30? She was like, you're the first one here. And I was like, well played, well played.
At least you took it well.
I do this to my husband.
Oh, is he chronically late?
So I tell him, we have to leave at this time. And that time is always 15 minutes before we actually have to leave.
And do you ever end up leaving 15 minutes early, or do you end up leaving still late?
If I tell him early, we're always on time. But if I tell him the regular time, we're always late. I don't know what it is. I can do full hair, makeup, get our child ready. The car is loaded. The car is running. And he is still doing something.
He's probably putting the lime in the coconut. Danny, how about you? You think it's okay to do that to a friend that's always late?
Of course it is. I do it all the time.
Sarah?
Oh, I do it to most of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because
really?
I think it's absolutely atrocious when they're so late.
How late are they usually late?
At least 30, 45 minutes. And
wow.
I'm like, y'all better be looking like models when you get here. And guess what? They never do.
Hey, the Mariners are playing, taking on the Oakland A's in Oakland. So go Mariners. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.